anticipate anybody else?
You got me.
We'll go ahead and get started.
I'm so excited. No more.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys have water?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'd like to go ahead and call the May Accommodations Tax Advisory Committee to order. Acknowledge the press and the public have been duly noted in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. As our first portion of the meeting on the agenda, we have the minutes. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes? Are there any corrections or do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. Now we're going to move on to citizens' comments. No citizens. So we'll go right to Debbie and the financial statements.
Although no financial.
Oh, yeah. So all I have to update you on is the sheet I just handed out. And we received and deposited yesterday the March quarter payment from the state. So this is actually the lowest quarter historically, but it is 16% ahead of last March. So that was a good indicator, I thought, of what might be headed our way for the summer.
That's great.
Yep. But that's all I have about actual financial results.
Even with that cold weather, that's amazing, isn't it?
And timing can affect this sometimes. Yeah. Timing of a couple of big taxpayers' payments. But it's a general idea.
Okay. Very good. Next is old business. I don't believe we have any. This could be a world record meeting for us. We'll move on to the new business. I guess, Desiree, you're going to...
Sure, yes. When you all last met, you approved the ATAX budget, but since then, City Council has met and made some changes to the budget, and we wanted to present that to you all, make sure that you approve the correct budget. Debbie sent you all, and I think you all have a copy of the budget. There are no expected changes in the revenue side, so if it's okay with all of you, we can just go straight to the line items that reflect the changes made.
Sure.
So some of these changes, I guess we just want to go ahead and say that the reason why some of these changes have happened since the last budget that you all approved, they are due to a couple of things. A couple of projects have needed to be rebudgeted due to not being able to be completed by the end of this fiscal year, and we can go into more detail when we go to that line item. The other reason is that the city is being responsive to the hospitality businesses by reshuffling some of the expenses associated with hospitality to the hospitality tax fund. So you'll see some of those changes, and because we're doing that, we've had to redistribute some of the expenses to make sure that the tourism funds are balanced. So if you go under the police department in line item 262, we have added $5,000 for the cost of a traffic camera at 41st Avenue. There is an opportunity to cost share those expenses with Wild Dunes, so we've only included $5,000 there. Line item 264, the police department capital outlay, it includes $30,000 for in-car cameras for the police department and also the replacement of the pickup truck for the beach service officer. And that is for $29,000. And the next page, line item 272, we have removed the 25% 25% of the expense to replace the fire ladder truck. Since you all last met, City Council has decided to finance the expense of the truck, the total expense, so therefore we have removed it from here. It won't come out of the reserves and the savings that the city has been saving for the past few years, it will be financed. And I was talking to Debbie earlier, and it is expected that that debt service be funded by capital projects, by the capital projects fund.
Well, it'll be 50% capital projects and 50% hospitality tax. Will fund the debt service.
So we've removed that from that line item. And also the ATV, no, we've added the ATV for the fire department to line item 272. Also from that line item, a change that has happened is that we have deferred the expense associated with the fire department vehicle radios, and that was for $18,750 that we have removed from the budget. It will be in FY 2020. So if you go to Public Works Department, line item 281, we have added the 50% expense to replace the generator at Public Works. And here are two rebudgets from this year. We thought that we were going to be able to complete the replacement of the underground storage tanks at the Public Works site this spring, but there is a delay in the delivery of the actual tanks. So we've had to rebudget the full project for FY 19. And also the Public Works garbage packer, we had 33% of the expense associated with that purchase in this budget. And although it has been ordered, the city won't pay for it until it is delivered. And we thought it was going to be delivered in this fiscal year, but we got notice that it won't be delivered until September and October. So therefore we're rebudgeting that to FY19. And then the other change is on line item 286. We have reclassified some of the Front Beach related events to the hospitality tax fund. So that's why it's a reduction of $36,000 from that line item. And those are the only changes for you all to consider.
Did I miss the one about the garbage packer?
No, that's a rebudget. That's $68,000. Wait, so it should be a reduction. Oh, it's a rebudget. So we're rebudgeting. We didn't include it because we thought we were going to complete that by this fiscal year because it's budgeted in the FY18 budget, our current budget. But it won't be delivered until September or October of this year. Therefore, we're rebudgeting for FY19.
Okay, anybody else have questions? Comments? Okay, I guess we need a motion to approve this bid.
Make a motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. Is there anything else under new business?
No.
Our shortest meeting to date.
Yeah, I think the meeting is scheduled for June, and unless something comes up, I'll say we pass on that.
Okay. Do you want to schedule something in July, or should we just hold off until we see something come in?
What do you think?
We should just have somebody on the books, and if nothing happens, then
we can always cancel it.
Yeah, at least,
July.
Yeah.
July.
Are you all trying to continue to meet the first Wednesday of it each month?
That'd be 4th of July. So
that's 4th of July.
Oh. Well, that wouldn't work.
No one will be here. How about the 2nd, which would be the 11th, 2nd Wednesday?
It's fine with me.
Okay.
Noon.
Ooh. Noon better for city? I know it was better for you guys at 11 at one point.
I have a board meeting that day, the Community Development Advisory Board from Charleston County.
Okay.
It's all day.
Can we go the day before? probably need us to push it back rather than forward, I assume.
Yeah, the 10th would be fine.
Anybody okay with Tuesday the 10th?
Nope.
Can we get this room?
Yes.
I think so.
Tuesday the 10th at high noon. All right. That being said, I guess, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you guys very much.